You're about to hear the Daf Yomi on Masechet Chulin from Daf Cycle number 12 in the year Tovshin Ayin Aleph. It'll be followed by a rapid review enabling you to get a quick glimpse of the Daf, and then I'm going to replay you the Daf from the 11th cycle from the year 2004, which you might enjoy more because of a different ambience and different participants. Enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Bechorot is Daf Gimel. We're holding on Daf Beit Amud Beit at the Tashma. And let's remember what we've been in the middle of because we're continuing to bring Rayas today. We discussed a machlokas between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda as to selling a behema gasa, as to whether, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if a behema is considered to be shvura, whether we would view it as definitely being not sold for work, and therefore there would be no way to confuse it with the problem of selling a behema for work, which could lead you to rent a behema or to lend a behema, which would be over, therefore, on working on Shabbat, and it says, behemtecha, you have to see that it rests. And the reason we got into that was the question about what the din is with an Uber. Is an Uber mutter to sell to a goy because, for all intents and purposes, it's the same as shvura? Or is Uber itself, since that's the norm, people will confuse it? We ended up by saying that actually Uber cannot be compared to the din of shvura. And our mission is going on Libra Buda as well. And he would agree that it's usur to sell the Uber. Fine. But then we got to a question as to whether there would be an iser. Bein Rabbi Yehuda, bein Rabbanan. Would there be an iser in giving an option when you sell an animal for the rights to ubarim that may come, but that do not exist yet? Whether over there, since you're not selling anything, only what happens afterwards would become the rishus of the Yaakov, whether that is considered to be an iser at all? Uber futures. So now, The Gemara basically viewed this as being exactly the same as the case of Kabbalah. Kabbalah, but there's two cases of Kabbalah. Remember that there are various arrangements that can be made between an owner of an animal and the farmer or the shepherd that's going to be taking care of the arm of that animal. So we really had three separate situations. One is the one that we're discussing now, which is the question of option. In other words, you take care of this animal, and if over the next 3 years, while you take care of it, there's any children and so on, we'll split the children. Now, that would be a type of kablamut, and that would be what our question is about, because the difference between buying something for a check and buying something in exchange for work, there is no difference. Exactly the same thing, except that one we call kablamut, and the other one we call a sale on option. Fine. Now, the other question that we had, the general sense of Kabbalah, is that the animal could be pregnant now, if it's pregnant now. Then we already saw that, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the sale of an Uber in its currency, that currently exists, is not considered to be lav urche, and it's not included in the din of Shvura, and therefore even he's made a, that it would be usur to sell. We also had a sale, which is not technically kablanut, but it's the same idea, where you're selling an animal for shevah, not selling, but mekabel an animal for shevah. So over there the deal is I'll fatten the animal up. It may not be a fur, it may be a male, it may whatever. But whatever differences in the price at the end of the period of a year, whatever deal we make, we split the difference in the value increase. That's a different type, but that's generally when you use the word kablanut, as Tosis explained yesterday and Rashi will explain later today, the word kablanut refers to sharing with the ubarim as well. The din that we had yesterday, we were trying to get out of the idea of it being a typical kablanut, so we made up a case where you made a deal that you'll also be sharing the shevach, because we were looking for an excuse to be kenes for the uber, possibly, even if there would be no isser on the uber. But lamaisa, the case, we don't need that. We ended up with our understanding of the Mishnah, but we were left with this question. What if there were no current ubarim at all? Is the sale of an option, or the kablanut in terms of an option in the future, would that be usur? And it's exactly the same question, Libet Rebuta, as it is according to Rabbanan. Here it has nothing to do with the question of the shvura, as we saw. There's a way to learn that each one of them might be machmir or might be mekel. We went through a great length why we would think that they would be more machmir or more mekel, depending on their shita. And we were looking for a raya. So today the Gemara wants to bring a raya 4 lines up from the bottom, from the braita. Now this braita, part of it we saw yesterday, because we were interested in the Rabbi Yehuda part of the Braita. Today, we want to also see the Rabbanan's part of the Braita. So we're going to bring the entire thing today, because after all, the question was both on Libet Rabbi Yehuda and on Libet Rabbanan. So Tashma, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, HaMekabel Be'imam in Ha'ovei Kochavim V'yalda. So somebody who takes now over a rights to the behema, and he's going to work on it, and he's going to get 50% or whatever it is, it now goes and gets its children. So the deal over there is that you have to view the animal as being half a bechor, but that was the deal, that you take half. So therefore, figure out what it's worth, take half of what it's worth, and give it to the kohen. Obviously, you can't actually give it to the mizbeach, because it's not doesn't belong to you. So it doesn't have the kedusha of the guf, but you do owe this value to the kohen. Va'notein lo b'kabbalah. Now here, you did something wrong. You own the animal, and you gave it over to the goy for the rights to the ubarim. Afa pisha eino rashai. Even though you weren't right in doing this, the deal is that force you to buy it back. Continue to rasarabedamav. So you're going to have to buy back, and then you'll have to give the entire thing to the coin. The whole value will have to go to the coin. So says Reb Yud. So the Chachomim Reb Yud agree about Kontzino Tadah Sarabadama. They argue about whether there's a Chiyav of Bechor. So the Chachomim say, no. If it started off with the Shutafut of the Akum, there was no Din of Bechor Bechlal. You did the wrong thing of selling the animal. Fine. So buy it back. That's the Knas. But you certainly don't have to give it back, to give any value now to the coin. Because kozman shiado vekochavim beemtza turamina bechora, an animal that has partial ownership to whatever extent, we'll see later today what whatever extent means, of a goy, it becomes poter mina bechor. Now I assume, and when it says on sinoto, what it's talking about over here, a case where there were no ubrim. Therefore, when it says kutsinoto, it's got to be referring to the behema, because it was only an option. So you sold the behema with this option, bad boy, buy the behema back. Maybe that's what it's talking about, and that would be our answer. You see from here that selling a behema with an option, meaning you skip, which is what Kabbalah is, assuming there were no current Uber and it wasn't pregnant now, both Rabban and Reb Yehuda agree that we were kindness you, so clearly you did the wrong thing. So they went, no, what? It's talking about a pregnant animal. You made a din of Kabbalah where there already was an Uber, the way we understood it all along. Or you sold the Uberim completely. But maybe we wouldn't have cared bichlal in a case where you only sold rights to Uberim that currently don't exist. And over here, it means you have to buy back what you sold in terms of the Uber. And by the way, it's got to be that, Dekanami, because it says, Kotzino Toadas Rabidamav, right? And then it says, Noten Kodamav Lakohim. So what are we talking about? The value of the animal? The value of the mother? You're going to give it to a coin. That's nice. Wish I was a coin. I mean, it's ridiculous. Why would you give the value of the mother to a coin? So obviously, what are we talking about? The Uber. That's what we understood all along. In which case, of course, this has absolutely nothing to do with the question that we raised. Our question was, what if there is no Uber? And you're bringing me a case where there is an Uber. Fine. Meanwhile, however, from this whole this thing, misayeya l'rishlo, the fact that we will give a knas to somebody who sells an animal, be'isr, to a goy, is exactly what Rish Lakish said. The Omer Rish Lakish, Amocher be'magasa lo'ovid kochavim, which is an iser, because of the gezer that it will be confused with me she'ela, or with askara. And over there, only be'magas, which does work, we have to worry about. Of course, in places where they may use the animal for immoral purposes, we'd worry about that too. But that's the other side. But over here, we're dealing with the question of working. So then, we give you a knas. And our knas is, you have to pay up 10 times its value to buy it back. And that's what it said over here. So, apparently, Rish Lakish was right on target. But does that mean 10 times dafka or lav dafka? I mean, are we just saying, it's terrible, you're going to have to pay a lot of money? I mean, maybe not mamish until 10 times, I mean, but. Or maybe 10 times is just an amount, or maybe it means you got to keep going until you buy it back, maybe 100 times. That's how Rashi understands it. Not all the Rishonim agree to that. I mean, it's a sheet that points out. I mean, why would we say less if we mean more? But what? Let's say what you mean. Maybe you're saying it's a lashon guzma adasara. If it's more, that you could say. But if it's more, why would we say less? Okay, but Rashi learns that it means in either direction. Toshma? Let's see, because Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, that if you sell your Eved to an Eved Kochavim, and you're not allowed to do that, after all, the Goy's not going to let him keep mitzvahs and so on, you're not allowed to sell a Goy to an Eved Kochavim, the halacha over there is, you'll have to pay up to 100 times the value of the Eved. Now, we're assuming that the Knas is exactly the same Knas. We're not thinking that we've got now, we've got different ideas over here. So in other words, it must be, if it says here Meya, now the other one it says Asora. So then, look, if assuming it's the same halacha, so then if it was Dafka, it would say what it is. In other words, it's a Loshen Guzma.
Both of them, 100%.
Yeah, there's many different approaches. This is our Rashi. That since, if we take for granted at this point, as we are, that they have this is exactly the same Knas, that when you're over on an Isra of Mechira, so you have to buy it back, and the Knas is, pay more even than you made for it, so then if we're going to use a loose Loshen, then it must be that this is not Dafka, because otherwise why would we use a loose Loshen? To which the Gemara answers, but that is only assuming that it's the same Isser and that it's the same Knas. How about if I can explain to you that indeed there are two separate issues that are involved here, and therefore two different takonas that are involved here? Then what are you going to do? Then you're going to have to admit that there is in fact a difference in the shear. So maybe, says the Gemara, Shine Eved. Maybe indeed we're not talking about the same Knas. Maybe by Eved we want to be Canis you. And we want to be Canis you all the way? Because by the Eved, Ko Yuma V'Yuma Mafkelei Mi Mitzvahs? Over there you did a horrible thing.
But isn't there a issue to sell?
That's why you can't get the Eved back. We're going to talk about that. So if that's the case, that's the question. Mocher Avdolah Chutzlorets, Mocher Avdolah Akum. But you were over on the Yisr. But since over here, by the Eved, we have a whole different thing, so then it could very well be that by the Eved, we're going to be mocked. Maybe by the Bema, it's Lavdafka, because we don't have such an important thing. Okay, so you thought both of them, it's not rations, you thought both of them were Dafka, because otherwise why would there be a difference? And now we're telling you, no, by an Eved Taka, we're using a different Lashon, because we mean Dafka. But by the Bema, maybe just Stab Lashon Guzma. The Ikiri Amina is another way of looking at this whole sugya. The other way was that Reish Lakish didn't say 10 times, similar to our sugya. Reish Lakish said, Amokra Beim Agasalovik Akhavim, Kunsino to Admea Bidamea. Now, we brought on this from our Mishnah. So tonight it says over here, Vano Tenlo Bekabala. Afal pi she'eno rishai. So we said in the brayso on our Mishnah here that we quoted twice, once for Abuda, once for Abuda and the Rabbanan. So it says over there, kotzino to adasara b'dameha. And how come you're saying admeha b'dameha? Says the Gemara, well, there's a difference, because noten lo b'kabbalah is not as bad as mechirah, right? Noten lo b'kabbalah. It's still yours. So mechirah paskaminek. Where you sold it completely, so over there you totally put it out of your rishus. Over there it says, Reish Lakish ha-mocher mea b'dameha. But kablanot velo paskaminek. Over there it's only 10. Now the question is, here in this lashon we ask, did he mean dafka? Or did he mean lav dafka? And on this lashon we brought a raya tashma. The Amr of Yeshua ben Levi, Hamocher Avdolo v'Kochavim, Konsinoto ad asarabit amav. In this lashon, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi goes down to 10. And now we have the exact opposite of what we said before. So if you're going to tell me the Eved over here, we're only being kindness you 10 times as much. And over there, the Eved, we're assuming, is much worse, because you were mafkeling me mitzvahs. So then, it must be that we certainly don't mean mea dafka, because even the Eved, it says, is only at 10. Says the Gemara in this lashon, no, the Eved actually should get a lower knas. Why? Because the Eved, you don't get to get the Eved back at all. So the din is Amokra Avdolo Chutzlorot, Amokra Avdolo Vikachavi. The Eved is Yotze L'Cherut. If it's Yotze L'Cherut, so then, okay, Ad Kedekach, to make you pay for something that you're never going to get back. So there we only go to 10. Mashenka, the Behemah, you're going to buy back. So you buy it back for 100. Says he, does that make sense? I mean, so make it 11. You know, make it 100. What's the difference between getting it back or not getting it back? The value of the behemoth. That's one. So add one. Not double. You went to 10, so now go to 11. Right? Plus 1. You're saying that over a year, so the difference between them is whether I get it back or not. That's one unit. So if you're going to tell me that the behema is 100, then the eved is 99. If you're going to tell me the eved is 10, then the behema is 11. How do you get the spread from 10 to 100? That doesn't make any sense. Explain that. No, actually, we're going to be maker on the eved. That doesn't make sense at all. So behema my timer, you're telling me now that we're saying 100. Mishub de kahadra alay, because he gets it back. So add one unit. Nigdus say tvei chad. Go up by one. So clearly, you'd have to give me another excuse. Okay, there is another excuse. The other excuse is that an Eved, we don't have a particular Gezerah for it, even though it's much worse. We have a standing Gezerah if you're over, so then we're going to do a class. But if you did something specifically that we want to address, such as the Mechira of a Behema, over there, that's a Milsa Deshchich. Milsa Deshchich we address. Things that happen every day, those things the Rabbanah need to address particularly. So we address it. And we address it by giving you this massive knot. So you're saying, why not address what was done by an Eved, which is even worse? An Eved is a milsa de lo shchicha. V'chol milsa de lo shchicha, lo gazavei rabbanan. The rabbanan didn't put their mind on that to make it such an important thing. So therefore, you cannot tell me that because we only say 10 by an Eved, must be that we mean lav dafka by the behemoth. That's not necessarily true. V'chachamim omrim. The next thing that we saw was the machlokas rebuta v'chachamim, we just brought. Agav, our search, which has not yet been completed, our search for proof about what the din is by options. So now we also got into the Braita. And the Braita, we found that the Rabbanan and Reb Yudah agree about the Kas, but they disagree about whether you're supposed to give anything to the coins. According to Chachomim, as long as Yad Ovik Chachomim is in the middle, forget it. So what is the machlokas between Reb Yudah and Chachomim? Why did the Chachomim say any ownership of the goy potters this animal from Bechor Feref? Omar Rabbi Yoshua, so Rabbi Yoshua came to be Mazbir, the Machlokes, the Bachas Mitakin Rabbi Yochanan, Ushneya Mikra Echad Darshu. Both Rabbonin and Rabbi Yehuda darshened the pasuk of Kol Bechor. That is a question of which pasuk of Kol Bechor, whether it's Kol Bechor Beretz Mitzrayim Begdashtili, or whether it's Kol Bechor Bivnei Yisrael, Petah Korech Bivnei Yisrael, which is the pasuk according to Rashi. That makes much more sense, because now the question is, how much of the Bechor has to be Yisrael? Kol Bechor Bivnei Yisrael. So how much of the Bechor has to be Bivnei Yisrael? So Rabbanan Tzavrei, look, suppose it wouldn't have said Kol Bechor. Would have just said Bechor. So then I would have understood the word Bechor to mean Miktat Bechor Mashma. I would have said, as long as there's a Chelek of Bechor B'Yisrael, you have to be perish the Bechor. That's Kedusha. Comes along the Pusik when it says Kol to tell me, oh no, no, that's not enough. It needs to be Kol Bechor B'Yisrael. Adi'ika Kulei. So if you have any of that Bechor that belongs to the Akum, you don't have Kol Bechor B'Yisrael. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says just the opposite. Had it said Bechor without Kol Bechor B'Yisrael, it would have been Mashma the Bechor, meaning the whole Bechor. Kulei Mashma. Comes along the Torah to write Kol Bechor to mean anything at all. Kol Bechor B'Yisrael. As long as there's any Bechor B'Yisrael, it's going to be chayiv. Now we find exactly that lashon. We just had it. The lashon of kol. And we'll see in general the next. Let's actually look at the Baitema, because there it's even more powerful. It could be that everybody agrees, says the Gemara, as a possible other teretz of the machloket. The Baitema, you know what they're arguing in? Could be they both agree that the word bechor itself would have been sufficient to have most. Because that's generally what it means. If it's mostly owned by a Jew, it's a bechor b'Yisrael. Now the question is, what does kol come to do? Does kol come to expand, or does kol come now to limit what I would have thought? Mar Shavar, kol is mashma l'miluyayat. It always comes to add. It means that the entire thing needs to be Miyisrael, say the Rabbanan. And if it's less than the entire thing, forget it. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, on the contrary. Kol means any little bit. Now this we just saw in this week's past Shabbos' Haftorah. What does it say over there? Ein l'shifratcha kol babayit. I don't have anything. Okay, so go borrow, Karen. What do you mean? Kol means anything? Kol means everything. I don't have everything. Do you see that kol means any little bit? Exactly as Yaakov Avinu says, yeshli kol. Yeshikon means whatever I have is enough. It doesn't mean I have everything, it means anything. Anything is for me, everything. So when you say, I don't have, the same thing we say, what are you saying? Just be meir against us 99%, but not the whole thing. So lo yair koch hamato means nothing. Any. That's the point. So if that's the case over here, kol b'chor could mean anything at all. Right? So then it would mean kol b'chor. It would have to be, that's the question. Does it have to be kol b'chor the way the Rabbanan learned? Or kol b'chor anything?
There's no assumption that kol could be all the animals. Sort of
what for?
Kol, all animals.
What's it adding? What's that coming to tell me?
Your
what? It says kol. It says Peter kol rechem. That can't be what it means. Peter kol rechem tells me that. But what does kol b'chor Peter kol rechem tell me? It says Peter kol rechem. What do you want to add?
Everything.
Kol rechem.
Kosher, not kosher.
No, it says beferish that it explains what it is.
Except for
Peter Chamor. Yeah.
So now we're talking about the kol of the particular b'chor, not...
Right, there's two kol. Kol rechem, and then there's kol b'chor. No, kol b'chor. Kol rechem. Okay, so that would be the machloket. Now, when you say that any little bit of shetafut, the Rabbanan said, anything at all parts from b'chor, what does that mean, any little bit? I mean, it's got to be something that registers. Kama tei shetafut shel kochavim, utei p'turah min ha-b'chorah, omrevun afilu ozno, even an ear. Where the ear is not important for the life of the animal, it can do well without an ear. So, but it's partially owned by a guy. Matki Flora Nachman, does that make sense? Tell the guy, you know what? Cut off your ear and get out of here.
Take your ear and go.
Take your ear and go. What would be the din in that case? It would be a Bechor Balmum. Say, fine, a Bechor Balmum is Kaddish B'Kedush Bechor, it's just the guy will eat it. But you're not going to change the Kedush. So if it didn't have an ear, it would be a kosher b'chor. So because the guy owns the ear, tell him to take the ear. Why would that ear be meaningful if it doesn't, it's not ma'ak of the din of the b'chora? That doesn't make sense. So we find therefore Rava saying and Rav Chista saying differently. So take your ear and get out of here, you should tell the guy. Now, I mean, if they try this with Van Gogh, ooh, terrible thing. Itmar. Rav Chista Amar Davar Shal Seoto Nevela. Rav Chista holds, look, it's got to be something that without this thing, the animal would die. So Rav Chista says, Davar Shal Seoto Nevela. Let's say the guy owns the neck. Hey, a lot of good it's going to do you. Have a b'chor without a neck. So minus the neck, the animal wouldn't be able to live. Rava says, no, you don't need a Davar Shal Seoto Nevela. It could be a Davar Shal Seoto Trefa. So, I mean, isn't that the same thing? No, but Micah Miflake, they're arguing about whether something that makes it a trefa is indeed ma'akev its life. And that's the question of trefa chaya. So there, but Micah Miflake, but trefa chaya. If you hold it's enough that something should be owned by a goy, which in its removal would have made this a trefa, he holds that that's because trefa in achaya. Since it cannot live, so mamela, you're taking away the entire b'chor. L'mandi amar, davasho seto nevela. It's because a trefa really wouldn't make much of a difference, because a trefa would survive. Avo trefa would be chaya. Okay? Fine. But meanwhile, we have what appeared to be three shitot. According to Ravuna, even an ear. According to Rav Chista, it has to be disastrous, something that the animal couldn't live at all. According to Rava, something that would make it a treif. So the Rabbanan said it over to Rav Papa, and he gave a different explanation. That Ahad Ravuna Rav Chista v'Rava is not really machlokas. They were talking about two different cases. Ravuna was talking about one case, and Rav Chista and Rava were talking about another case. One was a reference to the Bechor itself. Everybody agrees that a chelik in the Bechor itself could be even Ozno. And that was Ravuna. Rav and Rav Chista were talking about, the Rabbanan suggested, this is the job. Rav and Rav Chista were talking about a case where they have a shutafut in the mother, not in the vlad. And over there it has to be defined by an important piece of the mother. That would be ma'akev, the mother's life. That's what they said, mitzad ha-svara. Said Rav Papa to them, your svara is not a good svara. Why? Because where do you get the idea that there's a problem of the goy owning part of the mother? From the same kol, my dear, as we get the problem in the b'chor. My shnabo, the be'inan, kol b'chor v'lech.
Sekha.
Why are you willing to say that even an ozen is enough on the Bechor? Because you're darshaning the Rabbanan old kol Bechor. It's got to be the whole thing. But how do you know that the mother has to belong to you? Also from the word kol. Because it says in the Pasuk, kol miknecha tizachar. Kol miknecha tizachar means exactly the same thing. If you hold like the Rabbanan, then it has to mean, if you own the entire mother, then tizachar, then deal with the din of the zachrus and the bechor. So if you're going to explain one in terms of ability to live, then you have to explain the other one ability to live. You can explain one in terms of a mashu and ozen. You have to say the other one also means an ozen. There's no basis. Eloloshna. And indeed it is a machloket. Makifla marbar avashi. I got a serious problem with all of these pshat. If there was an animal that aborted a fetus, and this fetus was the first peterech, the din over there is nefelim, and I don't see why this should be any different than a nefa. Ma'ishlam min nefelim, afagav the lav bnei chayutaninu. Can a nefa live? No. Does the fact that it cannot survive, does that take away its kedushin bechor? Absolutely not. Kedoshim? You're saying that ultimately the problem with the goy's ownership is that this, if it would be removed, that's what we're saying all along. Take your ear and get out. So if it would be removed, it wouldn't matter. But you can't say take the neck and get out, because then I wouldn't have an animal. So in other words, you're making it dependent in the kedusha being on an animal that lives. But the din is that an, even an animal that b'shum panim v'ofen cannot live, it still has kedushas bechor, and we learn that from a pasuk. The Omar Mar, it says in a pasuk, Vehavarta, kol peterechem la'ashem v'chol peter sheger be'ima. What is a sheger be'ima? So we darshan that word, sheger be'ima. It's two possible ways of learning this, machlokas. Shegar be'ima, something which is meant to be living still in its mother, meaning it's an immature fetus, that nonetheless you have to give that kedusha as bechor. Or sheger be'ima kipshutei, which would mean masha be'ima mishageret, meaning that it tossed it out too early. So, you know, you abort launches of rocket too. That's called sheger. That's a your shoger rocket ships, right? So over here, it's a sheger. It's an aborted launch. So therefore, you see from the pasuk that too is considered to be lashem. Okay, if that's the case, how do you explain that by a nefa that cannot live? There is a kedusha bechor. But by this thing that's theoretically missing the neck, there's no kedusha bechor, even though it really has the neck. Explain that to me. Says the Gemara, what do you mean, explain that to you? It's a question that makes no sense at all. The problem wasn't that we look at it as if it doesn't have a neck. The problem is that it has significant chulin mixed with it, because it's owned by the goy. That was the problem. Well, you think that was just a coincidence, that the ownership of the goy was involved? We were defining what level of ownership of the goy, but we weren't saying it's the lack of chiyus that's the issue. But the issue was the ownership of the guy by the aborted fetus. There's no ownership of anybody else. So over here, the problem is that kiva de la riva b'chulin. There's nothing that isn't b'chor. So that's called kol b'chor. Karina b'veba kol b'chor. But over here, hacha kiva de la riva b'chulin. Some of it is owned by a guy. So how do you call this kol b'chor? It's not whatever is here, because the neck part isn't part of the b'chor. The ear, according to Ravuna, isn't part of the b'chor. Now, one day, Reb Elazar didn't come to the Beis HaMidrash. So he finds Reb Asi, who had been in Shir that day. Omale, my Omer, Rabbanan Bei Midrasha. So what today, what was the Shir about? Omale, well, Reb Yochanan gave Shir today. And he said that the truth is, afilu mumkal, two things he said. That even something that would have made a small mum, like Ravuna, an ear, that's enough. And furthermore, so he was going like Ravuna, and furthermore, I want you to know, said Rabbi Yochanan, that when it says in the Mishnah, V'had Etznan, later on, that where you have a problem of a animal that gives birth to a mutated fetus, and this fetus looks like a different species. So you have a Rachel, where the fetus looks like a type of goat, or a goat where the fetus looks like a type of sheep. The din is over there, it's Potter Menah B'Korah. But if, continues the Mishnah, im yesh bo miktzat simanim, if it has some things that look like the correct animal, so then it's chayev. Says Rabbi Yochanan, chayev, but it's still a big mum, let me tell you. It may be chayev in the Bechor, but it doesn't mean you bring it to the Mizbeah. What it means is you have to give it to a kohen, and he shechs it and he eats it, like every mum kavua. So that Rabbi Yochanan said, that's a mum kavua have lishchot alav. So let's understand these two statements of Rabbi Yochanan. So Bishlama, the first part where he says, ifilu mum kal. Okay, that clearly was a reference to our sugya over here. He was passing like Rav Huna, that even the ozen is enough to potter the bechor. Fine. That's to tell me, don't worry about Rav Chista and Rava, who say that it has to be something major. Okay, what's this next piece? Elamum kavua. I don't understand what Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush is. Any two-year-old knows that if an animal is ishtani, to look like a different species, it's a mum. I don't need Rabbi Yochanan to tell me that. My kabashba. What is Rabbi Yochanan telling me? To kivad ishtani havile muma, that because an animal looks different than its species is meant to look, that's a mum? Don't you know that it says beferish in the Mishnah, upiv domek ishel chazir, when you have, we're going to have this later on in Bechoros, is one of the interesting parts of Bechoros, is that we learn the din of mumim here. So, of course, this is the place where we're most mocked, but we have the biggest problem with mumim, with kohanim, and what it's considered to be. The mum affects the kohen as it does the Bechor. Yeah, right. Yebeseder. That's what happens. We have too many kohanim in a room. So it says over there, beferish, if the animal of the cow looks like a pig that has a snout, so you see that because it looks like a different species. And I know what you're going to tell me. Oh, but that's because it looks like a chazir. And a chazir is not chayev in Bechira. So then it's a mum. But if it's a Rachel that looks like an Aes, or an Aes that looks like a Rachel, if not for Rabbi Yochanan, I would have said, what's the difference? Both species anyway are chayev b'bechor. Maybe that's what you'll try to tell me. So v'chi teimi, you'll try to tell me, atam nishtane b'davar she'ein b'mino kadosh b'bechor. That's only because it was doma l'shel chazir, and a chazir has no dinam of b'chor. But over here, where it's an Aes and Rachel, it's nishtane b'davar. Shebimino kadosh b'vechora, I got news for you. That's also a beferish Mishnah. Hachinami tanina. In a case where you have one eye is gdola, or one eye is ktana. Now it explains, what do we mean by big and small in eyes? So the Braita explains, gdola means it's gdola kishal egel. Okay, so now it looks like a different species. Ktana is ktana shel keshel avaz. So it looks like a goose's eye. Okay, the part about looking like a goose, at last I heard, a goose doesn't have any chiyav of bechora. There's no din. A firstborn egg, you know. Ein b'mino kadosh b'bechora. But what about gedola keshel egel? Yesh b'mino kadosh b'bechora. So what is wrong with this animal that it should be a mum? The fact that it changed to look like something that's a different species. Damina given the ishtani havele muma. And that's all that Rabbi Yochanan is saying, and I can read that in a Mishnah. I don't need Rabbi Yochanan. Excuse me? That's not why. The Mishnah over there is talking about one eye being of a different size. Anytime one aver is a different size than another matching aver, it's considered to be a sarua. That's what sarua means, different sizes. And when the organism is off balance in matched organs, that itself is a mum. Nothing to do with its looking. That was just what we're saying. The size of the eye is like an ego, but it's not because it looks like an ego. That's the idea. And Okinami Bistava, by the way, it's got to mean that also. Ditznan, mumin elu benkvuin benovrim poslim. These mumin, the Mishnah says, are all in the Bechor itself. They are going to make it not able to be brought on the Mizbeah. But that's for animals. How about the Kohen himself? Yeter aleim adam. A human has a different mumin that don't appear by Behemoth. And by the human, if both of his eyes were very big, shtein gedolot, or both of his eyes were very small, shtein ktanot, there it would be a mum. Shteyem Ktanot. Because only by the Adam, Dechtiv Ish Ish Mizera Aaron, you need Ish Ish. It means they all have to be the same. There's a common way of, need to be a standard looking human. If you're not a standard looking human, then you're not included in the kosher Bnei Aaron. But by the Behema, if both would be Gdolot, or both would be Ktanot, Lo Havi Mumin. So why is Achat Ktana V'Achat Gdolah is a Mum? What do you think the reason is? Because of the Shinui? That it looks like an Egel. So then even if both eyes were Gdolot, it would be a Shinui. Or if both eyes looked like an Avaz, it would be a Shinui. Ella, that can't be the reason. The reason is Bedafka, because they're not matched. Because it's Sarua. That's the point. So we have really three different issues we have to talk about. Norm. So those are the, you know, the old style measuring your skull, you know, make sure you're the, huh? Make sure you're Aryan. Make sure the Kohen is a good Nazi. You know, the other is that you have to look like your species. That's for a behema. But the other is you have to have matched organs. But as far as it being too big, too small, that's not a problem. It's only because it's Sarua. No, says the Gemara, there's another issue. It's not because it's Sarua. It could be it's because of Shinui. And maybe we would have known the din of Shinui. Le'olam emelacham b'shem Shinui. And that's because Shinui itself is in fact considered to be a mum. Shinui have a mum.
Even by animals.
Even by animals. So then you ask, so then why aren't both of them gdolot, or both of them ktanot a mum? Dekarkashra afilu shteyem gdolot shteyem ktanot. And this because of the Shinui of a different mum, not a Shinui from the norm. Not like the other. So what, why if it's big or small? Because over there, I would say that there's variations within the species itself, right? So you could have an animal that's an extremely bright and alert animal. It looks like it has big eyes because it's been well nourished and so on. But if it was because it was well nourished, why would it affect one eye more than the other eye? Or if it's because it's ill or malnourished, why would it affect only one eye? It would affect both eyes. Therefore, I need to see it only in one eye to be certain that it's a Shinui, but not because of Sarua. Possibly. So it's not 100%. You bring me a Raya's, I'll prove to you 100% it's got to be Mishum Sarua. Because if it wasn't Mishum Sarua, why would we need a difference in the two eyes? But maybe it's not because of Sarua. This is not dramatic enough to be Sarua. It's really because of Shinui that it looks like a different species. So why then do I need one eye? Because if it would be both eyes, then I would see it as being a variation within the species. It's only because it's one eye that now I see it as a Shinui. Let's see that inside. If it's Bishop Shinui, then I feel Shtehen Gedolot or Shtehen Ktanot would also be just as much a mum. No. Because over there, I could have justified it because of Briuta Yetera. It's a very, very well-nourished animal. But then both eyes should have looked good. Tarvayo Ba'ila Mimra. And, or maybe it's because it's malnourished. That's why its eye is so small. But if that's why, Imachmat Kichishuta Yetera, why didn't it affect Tarvayo? Both eyes Ba'il Mikhisha. Now, in terms of the halacha, Hayi Giyurta, there was a woman who had been with Gayera, and she had a whole family that were goyim. So these goyim, she had brothers, they used to give her a parnasa. They owned all of the family holdings, weren't going to share it with her, but they gave her a parnasa that she could be makabel the animals, their animals, work on them like Cinderella, and they would give her half of the vladot, right? So they used to give her masur le'achi, her brothers, used to give her over the chivata, the flocks, lipetuma, to make them fattened. Atay lakame de Rava, that's the old story, you know, of Avram Avinu's, Yishmael's wife, Fatuma, to lakame de Rava. So she comes to Rava to find out whether she has to give a bechor. Because Rabbi Yehuda held that shutafut does not pat you from bechor. And Rava told her, you should know, halacha lemaisa, let the chashla lada Rabbi Yehuda. Nobody is worried about Rabbi Yehuda shita lemaisa to be machmir. And nobody holds. He says shutafut ofikel chavim is chayevet bebechora. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to be machmir. Now, Rav Mori Barachel, speaking of the connection over here to the Goyim. Rav Mari, of course, his father was at the time that he was his father, having raped his mother, was not Jewish. So we called him Baruch. He's Avialei Ahi Chayuta. So he had a flock, which what he used to do is he would always make a deal by making a kinyan on the ears to the Ovid Kechavi. That way it wouldn't be Chayiv and Bechor. But nonetheless, he was very machmer anyway, so he wouldn't use the animal for Giza, for Aveda, as if it was Kadosh. And he would give it to the Kohen. So he was machmer all the way. He didn't want it to be Kadosh, because he was afraid, as we'll see, the people would be nikshal. On the other hand, he didn't, Chatz Shalom, want to look for a loophole. So he was machmer on himself in every direction. And you know what happened to him? His entire flock died. All of his animals he lost. Kolei chiyutei Mori Baruch. I said, I understand. What did he do wrong? I mean, he was machmer. And he also gave it to the Kohen. So why did he have to anyway sell its ears? That's the first thing you understand. My machmer would not love it, Kochavi, because he was worried. He's very machmer. He said, what did he do wrong? He was doing everything right. Boy, you can't win. My time of kolei chiyutei Mori. Well, that's because he took it away from the Kedushas Bechor, the Mafkin of the Kedusha Tayyar. And we don't want you to take an animal away from Kedushas Bechor. But Rav Yehuda says that you are allowed to make an operation in utero that creates a mum, so that when the Bechor is born, it's born as a Baal Mum. As long as you didn't, because at that point, when you made the mum, it wasn't the Bechor yet. It was before it was born. These are the earliest in utero operations. I mean, when money demands that you figure out how to do these things, you know, you figure out little fiber optics, you know, it's no problem. But over there it says that it's mutter. Aren't you being mafkiet from the Kedusha Bechor? As long as it's kodem shiatzel avir olam? No. Over there you're taking it away from Kedusha's Mizbeah. But you didn't take it away from Kedusha Bechor. It has a mum. A Bechor Baal Mum is still Kodesh. So you're being mafkele from Kedusha Mizbeah. But Mikedushat Kohen lo mafkele. Masha'in came, what Ramori Baruch was doing, even though he gave it to the Kohen, it's not the issue of giving it. It's the level of Kedusha that's important. And he was being mafkia it. Afilo Mikedushat Kohen. That was a terrible thing to do. You're thinking like a kike. It's not about money. Jews don't care about money. They care about Kedusha. Even though he gave it to him, but he gave it to him as a chumrah. Yes, there's no tikkun ha'olam. No. Maybe he wasn't. But noyeh Kedusha is not the same as Kedusha. I mean, I understand people like your eichel chulin b'tayra. But if it doesn't make it, the same as eating tayra, right? V'ibayitim, huh? Or it could be there was another. It could be that there's no problem in being mafkiyat from Kedushas Mizbeah. Okay, Kedushas Kakayim. What was the problem? The problem is that Ramori Baruch is a big book in Halacha, yeah? So he knows how to create a proper kinyan. Remember, Goy's kinyan, you can't do a kinyan with a goy the way you make a kinyan with a Jew. Goy's kinyan is limited. He knew how to make a kinyan and make a real kinyan that parted it from the Bechor. Other people who heard that Ramori Baruch made a deal with a goy, they go to the Makolet and they say, listen, do me a favor. You own the ears. Yeah, okay, I own the ears. There's no kinyan, there's no nothing. Don't make a kinyan sudr there like they would with a friend. They know what they're doing. It's like they sell the chometz. You buy my chometz. Yeah, okay, good. So over there, they will come to be nikshal in not really selling, thinking they sold, and actually being nikshal in a bechor. So Ramori Baruch was yodalak niya kinyan gomer. But other people would see him, and they said, Ramori, he also made a deal, meal to the avad. He just said, said something or another. Because of that, atibeli detakala, someone like Ramori Baruch has to be very concerned what people will learn from his actions. Toshma. Rabbi Omer, hamekabel beima min ovit kochavim v'yolda, ma'alina to b'shavio v'noten chatzi damav lakoyim. But anoten lo b'kabalah, af apishenu reshai, kodzino to adasaro b'doma v'noten kod damav lakoyim. V'chachamim omrim, kol zman shiado v'kachomim b'emtza, p'tura bin ha'bechor. Now, I assume, talking about the behima. No, my behima. We're not talking about an option, and we're talking about a real uber. And I'll prove it to you. Lo, a uber. Dekanami. Diktari kotzino to. Ada sarabi damav and noten lekohen shema amina. But anyway, the very fact of its knas is misayel l'Reish Lakish. The Reish Lakish amocher be'magasa le'ovet kol ravim kontzino to adat sara b'damer. Does he mean dafka sara or lav dafka? Tashma diom Rebbe Shuvin Levi amocher avdola ovet kol ravim kontzino to ad me'av b'damav. I mean, how can you can't say if it's both lav dafka? It would be the same lav dafka. Now it says the Gemara, maybe it's not the same knas v'klal. Because shayne eved the kol yuma v'yuma mafka in the mitzvahs, therefore the behemah can still be loved afka. Ikeni amri amr shlokish amocher be'magasa v'kachom katzino tohad mea b'damea. So we ask tana noteno v'kabavav v'pishen orshay katzino tohad asara b'damea, and that explains Reish Lakish b'chira paskamine. Therefore it's ad mea kablanut lo paskamine. Okay, but does he mean mea mamish dafka loved afka? Tashma the Om Rabbi Yashur ben Levi, Hamocher Abdol Ovet Kochvim Kotzino to Adasara B'damav. Apparently, Lav Davka. No, Shiny Eved. The Eved, the Lohadale. But Behema, maybe it's Davka. I understand why. Because of an extra loss of one unit. My time is from Kahadale. So fine, so Nikna say Tvechad. How do you get a 99 times? Ela Eved Milta de Lo Shchichahi. Or could be by Tebe Kuleyama, the word Bechor would have meant Ruba. Now the question is, what does Kol do to a Rov? So Mar Savar Kol is Mashma to be Memale. Umar Savar is to be Megarea. What do you need a whole Rov for? Any bit. The Kamatej of the Futchalakum Te Paturimina Bechora, Umrevuna Filo Azno, Matkivla Rabakwa. What's the nose then? Lemale, Shkil Azno Gavazil, it's still going to have Kedush Bechor. Itmar Rav Chista Amar Davar Shal Seoto Nevela Rav Amar Davar Shal Seoto Treifa Vabai Kamif Lagei B'Treifa Chaya Liman Di Amar Davar Shal Seoto Treifa Kasav Treifa Ena Chaya Liman Di Amar Davar Shal Seoto Nevela Avo Treifa would be Chaya. It's not enough. Amar Rabbanan Kamei Rav Papa Hadi Ravuna Rav Chista Rav Ava. It could be they're not arguing because Ravuna was referring to Bo and Rav Chista Rav Ava referring to Imo. To which Rav Papa replied, no, not true, because Maishna Bo, because of the word Kol, Bina Kol B'chor V'leka. But Imo Nami, the only reason we say you need to own the mother is because of the same word Kol Miknecha Tizachar V'leka. Eloloshna, Matkev L'mar Bar Rav Ashi. How do you explain the fact that the Chiyut is important? Maishna Minefelim, we're over there, Apagav Delav V'nei Chiyut Anino Der Kodesh, Deom Amar, Peter Shegir Beima, meaning anything Shigar Beima, or what the Beima is Mishageret, is still Kodesh even though it can't live. It's not because it can't live, it's because Kivin de lo Ariva Bukhulin, and over here it's Ariva Bukhulin is the issue. So here, whatever there is, Karina Bob Beima, it's still Kol Bechor. But in our case, Ariva Bukhulin, so it's not Kol Bechor, very simple. Rabbi Elozer lo Alevei Midrasha one day, Ashkel Ravasi, Amalei Mai, Omer Rabbanu Mei Medrasha, Amalei Yochi, Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Mumkal, in our sugya, and the sugya later on in the Mishnah, Avod Etzan, Rochel, Sheyaldam min Eitz, or Eitz, Sheyaldam min Rachel, Ptura min Berkora, Ve'im Yo Yeshbo Mikta Simanim Chayav, says Rabbi Yochan, don't make a mistake, Chayav doesn't mean to the Mizbeach. It's a Mum Kavua Lishachet Alav, Chayav means to give it to the Kohen. Okay, so the first part I understand. Bishlam Mum Kal. I need Rabbi Yochanan to tell me that we pass like Rav Huna. Lafuka Mir Rav Chista V'Rava. But why does he have to tell me that a Nidma is a Mum Kavua? Baka Mashmala. Now what? That given the Ishtani Avili Muma, the Farisha Mishnah, Hayapiv Dome Kishel Chazir, Hareza Mum. Now maybe he'll try to tell me that that's only because because it's chazir. Chitema nishtane b'dover shein b'mino kadosh b'chayra. Mashen get over here, an eiz and a rocho. It's nishtane b'dover shein b'mino kadosh b'chayra. Hanami tanina. Haita ino achat gedola v'achat ketana. The bright explains gedola means gedola kishal egel. Ketana means ketana kishal avaz. So I ask you, Bishra, ketana kishal avaz. There you ketana ain b'mino kadosh b'chayra. But gedola kishal egel. An egel has been in a kaddish b'chera. El Allah, mishum damina. Kivan de ishtenei havilei muma. No, it's nothing to do with ishtenei. It's because of the difference between the two eyes. Makes it a sarua. And achinami mistavra. Because the tzanan, mumin elu ben kfuin ben ovrin, are post in bivahima. But yetra aleim on Adam, where even both eyes were gedolot, or both eyes were ktanot. So why by Adam is it possible, not by behima? Because Gabe Adam, where we talk about having a standard, ish mizera Aaron, you need to have a standard. The normal, typical zera Aaron is ish ashava bizar sharon. Mashenki by Behema, we don't have a problem. But Behema shtem gedolot, shtem ktanot is lo having muma. It's only achat gedolah v'achat ktan is a muma. How do you explain that? I mean, if it's because of the shinui, then clearly even Shteyem Gdolot or Shteyem Ktanot is even a bigger shinui. El Allah, the only explanation is because Saruah. That doesn't persuade me, because Li'olam Eimelecha maybe really is a shinui. And shinui is a mum. But the Kakash Elecha, if that's the case, if you Shteyem Gdolot or Shteyem Ktanot, no. Because if both of them would be that way, I wouldn't see it as a shinui. I would say it's because of Briyuta Yetera or Kechishuta Yetera, but now that it's only one eye, so then Imachmar Briyuta Yetera. How come both eyes aren't big? Tarvayanami Bailamibra. If it's because of Kechishuta Yetera that the eye is small, both of them should be. Therefore, it must be because of Shinui. Ayigi Yurta Dabimashle Achichiyuta Lefetuma. Ataila Kami Derava Amarla. You don't have to worry about the problem here, because let the chashal other of Yudah Meshutfas Akum chayevet bivachora. Your brothers are goyim, and therefore they pat. Rav Mori Baruch, alavalei chiyuta, ave matan lu udnayu lo avet kochavim, v'atzar lu begizav aveda, and after all that, yoyv lu lukayani. Nonetheless, kolay chiyuta to Rav Mori Baruch. First of all, what do you do it for? V'atzar lu begizav aveda. The Yoyu Lukainim anyway. But what's the point of being Makalu Nayolakum? No, that he did as a Chumrah. Diomatu Belide Takala. So why was he punished? Yoyachi, my time I call a Chiyuta der Mori. Mishum de Mavkir of Yigdusha Tayu. But I thought we learned that Rav Yehuda learned Mutarla Adam Latil Mumba Bukhor Kodem Shietzila Aviro Olam. Even though you're being Mavkit from Kedusha. No, over there you're only being mafka mikedushat mizbeah, but it remains a bechor. Is this a bechor ba'amun? So mikedushat kohen lo mafka le. Mashenken over here, if you sell it to a goy, you're totally being a mafkiye from kedusha. Afilu mikedushat kohen ka mafka le. Vibayit ema, Rav Mori Baruch should have been more careful. Because even though he is a big bucky and yada like niyakinin gamur, but other people will see him, and Chosel Yinu Shachrina, V'yozev V'yavid, and they'll say, yeah, look, Rav Mori Baruch, he made a deal with the Makolet owner, the Arab. So he'll do the Yavid. And we'll do the same thing.
That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy.
Okay, we're holding today on Becheres Daf Gimel. Since you raised the issue yesterday, you got me curious. I decided to speak a little bit about this issue. Yesterday we learned the Tosfos. Since there's a diak in the Tosfos, that I don't know why everybody seems to ignore. No, I shouldn't say everybody. Most people seem to ignore the issue in the Tesis. Since we're here, let's look at it. It's all your fault you raised it. Remember, the Tesis says over here on yesterday's Gemara that he's wondering why it is that nobody seems to be Zohir about this issue of Shutvis, which nowadays everybody has Shutvis with the Zohir. So the Rabbeinu Tam over here, one of the occasions, the famous Rabbeinu Tam, holds that he says the reason people aren't Zohir is because nowadays, if you take a look inside, because there's a word here I'd like you to see. The Oth Pirish Rabbeinu Tam, this is a 12 lines up from the bottom, in the middle of that Tesis. Oth Pirish Rabbeinu Tam, Bizman Hazeh Kulam Nishboyim B'Kodeshim Vein Taitzim B'Shem Elohus. And nowadays, everybody swears in the name of the saints. And they don't, you know, so they say, by St. Matthew's and, you know, whatever. So even though Lamait Avabishabat Kirni Mar Shem Shammai, even though they do use the Shem Shammayim together with the saints, so they say, you know, the name of God and St. Matthew, Vikavanasam. Even though their kavona is, when they say the name of God is maybe to Yoshe Pippik or so on, that's not to say the name of God is not a Haskar Shema Vavarizor. So even though they may mean Yoshe, but Lamaisa, their kavona is to whoever made Shemai Vorets. The Apagash Mishtat if Shem Shemaim v'Dover Aser, and come if they yiver, because when they know who's the Ruach. Okay, what is the Mishtat if Shem Shemaim v'Dover Aser? What is this referring?
He's not the
swearing
in God and the
saint. Oh, that's the shayla. Everybody assumes that Tesis, everyone except for the Prima Gadol, assumes that Tesis means that since the reference to God is to God as Yoshke Pippin.
Our Lord, even if they don't say
JC, our Lord. Right?
So with Christianity, or?
Well, I mean, that's what he's referring to, Ben McCurry. I mean, that was the minute, you see, that was the minute. So the Shalom of year, if you were like the Prima Gadim, which is the Parshas of the Tosfos, I think, then all he's saying is that normally for a Jew to say, to swear the shame of Hashem, and to be mishatif anything else with it, is itself a terrible chil of the shame. But there's no Isser over here on Lifnei Iver, on such a thing, which is a completely different issue. Lo Yishoma Alpicha is not a din of Lifnei Iver. Yishoma Alpicha is a specific Isser, Lo Yishoma Alpicha. Now, the Rabbi Rotam is concerned, even though I'm saying that their Kavonas were Shem Shomayim, because Lamaisa are not being masked in the Shem of an Abed Zora, and their intent is to He who created heaven and earth. So why would that be Lo Yishama Abicha? Do you hear the Avodah Zarah anywhere? Hello, I don't hear Avodah Zarah anywhere. God isn't the name of an Avodah Zarah. That's a fine thing. Swear in the name of God. So what's the word? What's the to mean? Oh, but there's another problem over here with Lifnei Iver because of Shittim Shem Shemayim V'Dover Asher. On that term, there's no issue of Lifnei Iver because where do we see that there are Muzer on it? It's a disgusting thing to do, but there's no specific Azorah. See, if that's the pshat and the Tosis had nothing to do with the way it would be brought by Halacha. The problem is, of course, the Ramah who brings it by Halacha. And the Ramah understands, not like the Prima Gadim, the Ramah understands that what the Tosis is saying is that the Shituf Shem Shamayim V'Dover Acher is, even if there is a Haskorah Sashem, as long as they say in the name of God and Jesus Christ. Okay, so they also said God. They include Yoshe Pepe. That's Shitu. So then they created a whole new thing, which Lechor is not what Tosis is talking about. Because Tosis is talking about that there was no Haskorah of any other shame. And all he's saying is there's two separate issues over here. There's the din of Lo Yishamal Pika, and then there's a separate din of Lifnei Iver Legabe Shitu. That certainly is the Pashtus. So to me. I mean, what do you think? This is what Tosafot seems to be saying. In which case, the Rama is basing himself on a completely different reading of the text. And there are some confusions in the Gears, you notice here in the Tosafot. Notice, he's assuming that the issue over here is the type of emuna, which involves the belief in God, together with some type of hisgashmus that is expressed in the world, that itself is not called Avodah Zarah Mamish. That is called something new called Shituf, where there's nowhere in the Rabbeinu Tam that there is even such a concept for Klal. It's not what he seems to be talking about over here. Even the Ramah brings it, and the Ramah seems to assume that he was being maskir, this other god, together with the maskir Yashtim, together with the Shem Hashem. Nonetheless, that's not a problem. It's he who understands the Tosfos. Nonetheless, that's not a problem because that's a din of shita. On that issue comes up what you would raise yesterday, the shita from the Yehuda, the Shaar Ephraim. Is this an isser of Haskora, or is it a change in the concept of what Avodah Zarah is? So they said, well, Tosfos is only talking about the Lo Yisham Al Picha. Okay, so the Lo Yisham Al Picha in the context of a Shita. You see how the whole thing has now blossomed from nowhere. Because it does not seem to be what Tosfos is even talking about. But in any event, assuming it is what Tosfos is talking about, then they say, even though in Ramah, the Pashtus Mashmos is, that he understands the Tosfos to be talking about a new concept of Shutvish Shem Shemayim with something else in terms of your belief system. That's the way everybody understands the Tosfos, because of the Ramah. Even the Chazon Ish has a long discussion on this issue, and he even questions, isn't there then a minus? And we find min for Avodah Zarah. So it does not mean that there's what the Rama would define as minus. Somebody believes that God has a body. If they believe that Yashka is in some way, some fashion, an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyoko, so then why isn't that minus? Why are they mitzvah on minus? Because he wants to be mechadish that a minus that isn't pogea in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Neach is not what's included in minus for them. Whatever, these things are very, very loose. They seem to be based on a yonim that is not directly nogea, the dinim of Avodah Zarah. I don't know exactly where they come from because of the Tosfos. But in any event, that's a little of the background of the issues that we were considering Agav yesterday.
Mishtate.
Yeah. But the Mishtate in what? Mishtate.
Mishtate.
Is it Mishtatev in belief? Is it Mishtatev b'dibur? Is it Mishtatev b'shvua? These are different levels of understanding the Tosfos. To say there's a new concept of Shituf in belief, in which the toes of Enosh, which is viewed as the initial, that's the Rambam's definition, that's the original toes. Is that what defined Avodah Zarah is that people didn't believe that these things had created the world. They just believed that they were in yonim of, like you did, give cover to King Shliya. Halacha is kind of a comment to believe that somehow or other God becomes mitgashen on some level. Whoever heard of that being called a shetis? Why isn't that classic Avodah Zarah? The Gemara talks about all of Avodah Zarah as believing Lamaisa. The Gemara, like Rehana Menachas, says that everybody believes in the Elohah. They believe there's an overall Lord, whatever the word. So that's the equivalent of a belief in Hashem. But that doesn't change their Avodah Zarah from being Avodah Zarah. And where would this come from, Bukhla?
The other location for Rehana
Menachas is that clear here? No. I don't think it makes it better for the other Tzadik. But again, the Gears is the problem. So, you can understand that this was a rather sensitive issue. There was a lot of covering in Girsos because of the problems. You never know what was really here.
He speaks about a place that you should get something to be able to see.
Yeah, but whatever concerns were here,
right here.
I assume it's because of the censorship issues that they were afraid of. Okay, so yesterday we said that the Braisa actually came along and said that we're kenes, the person for selling, it was brought in context of having to give the money to the Kohen. But Lamaisa, we ended up yesterday with pointing out that according to the Chachamim, they weren't arguing about the first part. That they say Adasarabidamov and you have to buy it back. The only question was whether it's a fear of the poor. But for doing the Isser of Mekira to a Goy, we force you to buy it back from the Goy. And because of this whole issue, we are being Mafkia, the Kedusha, actually from the Goy. So, from the Behema. Just, you should know that there's a beautiful shot by the Baruch Hakohen. He bases it, the Chelek on this Gemara, but I don't know many other. It's a theme in Chazal that a person extends. I mentioned the Avni Nezer's tshuva about it, where if a goy goes to the mikveh, his talon become automatically Jewish talon. They don't require a separate tire in the mikveh. No, and he compares the idea also, the idea the Amoro for Plutus Benyoyer. There's clearly an idea of the spashkas, the person's things, which extend outside of him. So Reb Tzedek, based on this Gemara as well, because in the meaning of Kedusha, the fact that the Jew owns the behema, and that behema therefore becomes the Geder Shvisas behema, so he points out there's also Geder Shvisas Kalin. Notice it's not only in a Baal Chai where there's some element of Chiyus in a thing. Apparently this concept of the extended Kedusha in the world of Kedusha Yisrael, it even extends to inanimate objects, because the idea over here is the hisachdus of evolution as a whole in the greater consciousness of a human being, right? And therefore, the idea over here, he relates to Eben Mikir's ach, the Gemara says of the Asad Lovo, the person wants to do an Averis, the Avonim will shout out, prohibited, right? But there's a relationship that you have, Mamash, the Avonim. See, he learns that's the pshat in Kriyashma. So it says, B'chol Levavacha, B'chol Nafshacha, B'chol Miodecha. Check B'chol Miodecha. If you're already giving your whole heart to the things, obviously you're going to give all your money. Ella, the pshat is B'chol Miodecha, is that the money itself is Molei the Avat Hashem. That's the pshat. In any event, this is Nisayeh al Reish Lakish. The Omer Reish Lakish ha-mocher be-maga selo ve-kochavim kotzim ato ha-ratzara b'dami. It was Reish Lakish who said that here the bride said, in fact, it turns out everybody's made it to that. Even the Chachamim are made it. Now, when you say up to 10 times as much, I mean, is that like literal? Dafka lav dafka? I mean, if it's dafka, it's the pshat, then we have a knas kavua. I mean, if it's lav dafka, and maybe it could be kones more, maybe it just means, you know, could be in either direction. Well, Toshma, the Amr Rabbi Yeshua and Levi, Amokher Abdolo Vekochavim, Konsonoto Admei Abedama. I mean, here he uses the lotion of Knas, of even Mea, when it comes to an Ebed. And here it says Asora. So, I mean, apparently, it must be Dafka, I mean, because if not, then you should use the same. The same thing for explaining it. I understand, but that means that would be the maximum. Okay, fine. If it's the maximum, so then each one of these is giving giving something specific. I think, no. It's not. You couldn't use the same. The truth is that an Eved may well be Dafka, because the shiny Eved, the whole human view of maculating mitzvahs, but by the Eved, you have a serious problem, because the Eved is chayek the mitzvahs now, no matter that he was sold to the Goy. He's a Jewish Eved. So now he's not going to be able to be mekayim his mitzvahs now. The Goy's not going to let him, you know, take off time for his mitzvahs. He's going to force him to do Isurim and so on. So therefore, for that, we really are konis, you a specific knas of Mea. But enoch inami, when it comes to the animal, it could be that it is loved after. The guy should be made to suffer, is what it means.
To buy him back,
yeah. That is the knas, buying him back.
At the end, also, you have the pasuk "Lo'am v'hem tavoidu." That's not the pasuk. He says, "Stay by you, not to God." You say that? No, no. That's not pasuk. Pasuk is the pasuk. No. That's not pasuk. The pasuk.
The ikari amr, as a matter of fact, it turns out to be, because part of the knas is that you don't get him back. Hamecha Abdullah, that's the knas. But that is this. Turns out that's the knas. You're not getting the evidence, which is like, yeah, the ikari amr. Ikari amri amre shlokish. Amocha be magas levikotzino to admea vidamea. According to this version, Reish Lakish says, he let him pay, buy it back, even if it costs him 100 times as much. Now, we ask, according to this, what about the Hanosein lo bekabola apapishen rishari kontinoso ad asore bedomeo? You say 100, and here it says 10. Now, how do you explain that? No, the mechir, there's a big difference. Mechir ha paskamine. Kablanut lo paskamine. When you sell it, so then you have lost your connection to this bema completely. So you're mafkiyat legamri from kedusha when you give it to him the kabbalah. So over there, it's still yours. It's just that he has a chelik in that he's working to get the produce. By the way, I mean, the pashta says that it should be much worse to give it the kabbalah, isn't it? Because mechira is only a gzera otu she'ela and the trials, right? Askara, she'ela, or maybe a trial close to Shabbos where you say, okay, you know, try it out, and the guy drives it on Shabbos. But if you give it to him, the Kabbalah, then it remains a Jewish animal, and it sits in the Rishus of the Goy, then likely it is that he'll use it on Shabbos. It should be even worse, Kabbalah. I mean, the Gemara is very strange to say the other way around. What's the poskimine? The poskimine should make things more calm, not more calm. Isn't that interesting? I mean, you can explain it. You can explain it by saying that if it's not poskimine, he'll be more in control of it. He'll be, you know, but he'll make sure that it isn't used on Shabbos, whatever. But you see a fascinating thing, that the ikker concern of the Gemara is the etz himself. But even though the excuse that the Gemara is giving for the Isser is because you're going to be over on Shvisas Ve'imam, so this is, it seems clearly that there's a deeper current. We don't want you to turn your animal into a Goyish animal. It's an amazing thing. It's really, that's the serious concern. And if Poskimine, then the animal has been Nebuch turned into a Goy. It's like unbelievable. This isn't. In other words, we have to find a mode of justification of the thing in specific issur v'hetter. We find this is always true in the gzeiros of Chazal. There's a vision of what we want the world to be like. We're limited to the lemaisa halachas of the Torah to achieve that world. You can't achieve that world by claiming spiritual contents and making new halachas and so on. You have to approach it in a very clear-cut, well-defined way. But our concern of application of those gezeiros may well be some deeper concern. Like Ariel pointed out, we seem to have a much deeper concern for inyanim of avodah zarah that allow us to make gezeiros at that kind that otherwise would be a little far-fetched. But we don't want to come like the shukmas of other hakum. We don't even come to a connection to an Akum. So we make a takana, you know, you'll end up in court, and so on and so forth. So anyway, according to this, says the Gemara, we can support still Reish Lakish, because we could say there's an Akumina between Paskumine and Lo Paskumine. Now the Shaila is, when he says 100 times, does he mean Dafka or Lav Dafka? Is it literally? I mean, I could go 100 times, is a major knas. Oh, Toshma, in this version we have Mamish, the inversion, because in this version Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, HaMokar Abdullovik HaFlagim Konsinato HaDasore B'dama. So here it says, by the Eved it's only Asore B'dama. So now, if it says over here Asore, so then apparently the Behema must be Lav Dafka, because when Eved is more Chomer, you're being Mavka when we mitzvahs. I say, we're just being typhus of us, and oh, this guy's going to suffer already. But Lamaite, even by an Eved, we make it 10 times. No. Says Gemara, that's not true. Maybe shiny eved, the knots of an eved, even though it's only 10 times, is more chomer because he doesn't get it back. In other words, by behemoth, the knots is to buy the behemoth back. By the eved, the knots isn't to buy the eved back. It's to redeem the eved. But when we redeem him, he goes free. That was part of the takana that Amerikar Avdei, Liyavet Kekavim, the eved is Yaitzel Acheris, and you have to pay to make sure that he gets his freedom from the guy. So therefore, that type of knas, where you're not getting anything out of it, is more chomer. So maybe Asara covers it, Majenkin by the behemoth, it's Admea.
When he's free, you have to keep switching.
Of course, and he's a complete Jew. A complete Jew.
Does he become a guy?
No. How can it be? How can a Jew become a guy? But he was total as an evidence of Jew. He goes to the mikveh, it's a gerus. Aptus is a type of gerus. To be an Eved Yisrael is a type of gerus. By the way, that's another issue, you see? Because the way in which he's makabel, his gerus is, Ritzein Falias Bein Avde Yisrael Asherim, is what we ask him. Instead of the Ritzein Falias Bein Yisrael. Because the concept is Avde Yisrael. So this goes Avde Yisrael, Behemoth Yisrael, Clay Yisrael, and so on. But it's at that says we all have them. There is no mitzvah to free. Fine. So what are you saying? That's ridiculous, says the Gemara. Because behema my time we should do a hadrelay. So therefore you're saying what? The animal, you get it back. Okay, that's worth one extra time, not 100. Right? What's the difference between getting it back and not getting it back? The value of the behema. So make it 11 times. You take the evidence 10 times, so over here, okay, 11 times makes up for the fact that you lose the evidence. Well, how do you get 100 times? Oh, that's true. So we could say, that can't be the chat. Okay, I'm sorry. Ella, let's go say a different chat. Evid, the reason that we say 10 times is because it's a milta lo shricha. Milta lo shricha lo gozu bu rabona. But it's not, it could be that ain't nothing happened. Maybe both of them, we would have meant it literally, Mayo. But yeah, there are about a word mark. The Chachomi Maimrim, Kozman, Shiyada, Ibekekavi, Bamsa. Omer of Yeshua, what's that? We said, no, yeah, we had quoted before the Chachomi right here, the bottom of Omer Beis. Kozman, Shiyada, Ibekekavi, Bamsa. I don't care how much they have in it, it's part. Omer of Yochanan, truth is, both Rav Yehuda and Chachamim look to the pasuk of Kol Bechor B'Yisrael. What's the Kol Bechor B'Yisrael mean? Rabbanan Sadre, the word Bechor means any ownership you have in a Bechor. It would be mixes Bechor Mashu. Comes along the Torah to say Kol Bechor B'Yisrael instead of Bechor B'Yisrael to tell me that you have to own the entire Bechor. Rabbi Yehuda Sava, Bechor itself, if I would have just said Bechor B'Yisrael, I would have said the entire Bechor B'Yisrael. Kuli Bechor Mash. Now that the Torah writes Kol Bechor, it means Afilu Kol Shum. Any element of Bechor, Kol Bechor B'Yisrael, anything that could be called a Bechor B'Yisrael, even if it's mixed, you're chayiv. And therefore, according to him, Shutvis of an Akum is chayiv. Or maybe the chat is like this. You boy, same with the Kule Alma Bechor Ruba Mashra. Maybe Bechor would be defined like any other concept, which would be a din of rove. Someone who owns a rove is considered to be the Iker Bialin. He owns only Miktas, so now he is not the Iker Bialin. Now the child is, what does Kol change in that understanding? Marsava Kol. Marsava kol is mashman lemiluye. Marsava kol is mashman legiruye. There's two ways of understanding kol, because remember, kol also means anything. We have anything and everything. So as Rashi brings, l'shivchatcha in kol babayit. What does that mean? I don't have everything. I only have a little bit. It means I have nothing. In kol babayit. So kol of everything is nothing. When you say in kol. So that means that kol, we understand in both ways. We also get confused in English between anything or everything, right? Okay, so here the Shaiva is, how do we look at that kol? We pointed out that that's the only way to understand. What's we want? Mikta chamasa? God help us. It'll be mikta chamasa. As far as any element of chamasa shouldn't be yoyer. Shum. Exactly. Yesh mi kol. But over there it's good. Because, I mean, I understand that whatever is required is a chart. I have kol. Anything. Anything is anything that I have is what I need. That is what it means. Because over there you're saying, but yes, you call, I have everything. I have everything that I need. So that's the test. So anything that I have is what I need.
As opposed to most of what he needs.
Well, more than what he needs. Rob. Right? Once you say I have more than I need, then you never have enough. Because then what's it negate? If it's not equivalent to your needs. If it's not equivalent to your needs, you have no interest in this in need per se. In other words, so how could you ever have enough? What's that?
Isn't
that
communism fell apart, everyone according to
his needs? That's a good point. That's the ultimate red of Aesop, right? Interesting. Very interesting. Now, commentation of Futchalovetko Chavin would take to Ramin and Bechora. What defines now the extent of the Shittafut? Obrigona, feel words? No. What do you mean? Well, even if he owns just the ear. Maska Rav Nachman, what do you mean he owns an ear? So tell him to take away his ear. No, how would that change anything? Let's say the Bechor didn't have an ear. So it wouldn't be Kaddish, but Kaddish Bechor, we have Bechor Balmum. So tell him to take away his ear and now give the Bechor Balmum to the Kohen. It doesn't have to impact the Bechor. An ear doesn't impact the Bechor. So Itmar, Rav Chista Amar Davar Shoseh Oto Nevela, and Rav Amar Davar Shoseh Oto Trefana. Bechora, based on that understanding, we know that we've discussed this issue, Agave, the din of Hispashtus Kedusha, and so on, that there is a point at which there is an ownership in an animal, where the animal is defined as Kedusha Mizbeach, and so on. So what defines the entirety of the animal? Something that without which you can't live? So something that would make it an avela without it, like we had the cholo shaloi niker, who was, you know, the entire structure of the pelvis and so on. There's just an avela. Or, according to one of my neurosis, or trefa. If you hold trefa in afaya, then it would be missing even something that would make it a trefa. Let's say I sell in the lamala ben arkula. That you would take off that piece, it would be a trefa. It would be a trefa, wouldn't be able to live. Therefore, the life of the Bechor now becomes dependent on the Akum's surface. So that would define the ownership. And what would be the machlokas here between Rakista and Rava? Whether Trefa Chaya. And there's Lamandi Amar, Dovashot Seoto Trefa. He holds Trefa in a Chaya, which makes the life of the Bechor dependent on a Goy. The other Mandi Amar holds that the Trefa, Lamandi Amar, Dovashot Seoto Nevela. So it would have to be, if he holds, that a trefa itself, apple trefa, would be chaya. So it doesn't matter if he has to own enough that it would die without it. Owning only the piece without which it would continue to live, it'll be a trefa. It doesn't change anything. You're getting to look suspiciously like Dumbledore. The new Dumbledore doesn't either.
Really?
Yeah. He also slumbers away and yet wakes up right at the right moment. But the glasses, there's definitely a gestalt, a Dumbledorian gestalt. Amura Rabbanan Kameda Rav Papa. So Rabbanan wanted to tie it to Rav Papa that there's really no machlokas between the Rav Huna approach and the Rav and Rav Chista approach. Rav and Rav Chista, obviously, they have a minor machlokas about what defines the theos of the Bechor. But there's a major difference between Rav Huna on the one side, who says there's nothing to do with the theos of the Bechor. It has to do with the technical shutfas in the Bechor. I don't care what it is. And on the one side, and then Rav and Rav Chista on the other side, who say that no, it's dependent on the fiat. So it comes along now, the Rabbanan, the Tainas, the Rav Papa, actually Rav Huna and Rav Chista and Rav are not even arguing. Because what you could learn is habo habeimo. It depends. In other words, if you have a chelek of the goy who owns the Uber, the bechor, then ain't a pinami. Cold bechor is mash for even the year. But if the ownership of the goy is in the mother, then it becomes a question of, okay, bechor of what? If the animal couldn't live without this, it's a bechor of a goy. So there, it makes sense. They're defining ownership in the mother. And Rav Huna was defining the lashon of kol bechor, which is a chilulazma. Said Rav Popa to them, no, that's a mistake. Amar Rav Popa, that's because you're not thinking what the ptur, legabe, the ownership of the mother, comes from the same diak in the word kol. Because maishna bo. Why are you saying that in bo, in the bechor itself, the ozen would be sufficient to be matkiah, the din of bechor? Because of the pasuk, right? Kol bechor b'Yisrael, to be on kol bechor, Valeka. Imonami bin kol nitnacha kizachar, valeka. And exactly the same word that defines the nature of the ownership in the mikna. Mikna is ownership, right? So the word for your sheep is miknacha, but has to be called miknacha. So if there's any element, according to Rav Huna, if you own a little bit of the mikna, you own the ear of the mother, it should also pass to Bukhar. So it's the same machlokas, it doesn't matter whether it's in the child or whether it's in the mother. I don't understand. You're telling me that something that is wrong. I don't any of the pshatim. I don't hold up, because you're telling me that if it can't live, so then you know finami that is conditions before trefa and avela. None of it makes sense, because it says the perish in the Torah that a navel. And a navel, I mean, what could be like a month old fetus? Month old fetus, it's certainly not shy to live in Bechlah. So in the nonetheless, there it says that it has conditions before. Do you know Mar? So my show me to fail in Dalpa Gabdalabin after you need a nonetheless, it finished conditions before. So why is this worse than a navel? So it's a navel. You're telling me it's missing its leg. Okay, fine, so it's a navel. So what? Yomamar Peter Sheger Behema. What's the Sheger Behema? Shegar bi Behema, that which can only live inside the incubation of the Behema. That's one gear. There's another gear set that Rashi prefers it elsewhere. The Chumash, here he mentions it, but he takes such a step. Sheger Masha Behema Mishageret. Something that's been expelled from the womb. Not Shegar bi Behema, but Sheger bi Behema. Right, exactly. That which has been expelled from the womb. But the idea is the same, that the Torah is including them in Kedushas Bechor. You're missing the point. When we were saying, Kol Bechor, La Fuke, if this Bechor is a leg that's sold to an Akhman, it's not because we say, so in other words, we can view that leg as not being there, and therefore, the Bechor can't live. That wasn't the point. The point was that it's a Bechor of a Goy. What defines the Bechor of a Goy? If it's hardship enough peace that it can't live, it's a Bechor of a Goy. But it wasn't the fact that it can't live that took off the Bechor. Why are you comparing the two cases? A Bechor that can't live is Kodesh B'Kedushas Bechor, but doesn't have a Shifras of a Goy in it. Over here, the reason that it's put there is because of the Shifras of a Goy, that it's not called Bechor. All we were looking for was, how do we define that Shifras? You're confusing the whole thing. We were looking for a simon, not for the reason. So therefore, over here, it's completely different. Kiva, but over here, it's shining awesome. Kiva de lo ariva bu chulin. Over there, there's no chelik in it that's not shayach to kedushas bechor. There's no mixture of chulin, ownership by the goy. So karino bu ba behima, over there, fine. It's indeed a behima, ba behima, and it's kodesh. So it's a kol bechor, even though it's babeima. But often, given that ribabu chuli, look, ribabu kol bechor, the whole bechor is not kodesh, it's not chayach to kedusha. Now, Rabbi Lezer missed shir one morning, lo all of emedrasha. He didn't hear what they were discussing that day. Ashkech el Ravasi, omer le my omer rabbonu emedrasha. He found her, meets Ravasi coming from the Beis HaMedrash. He asked him, so what were they discussing today in the Beis HaMedrash?
Omar later told him, Hachyom, Rabbi Yochanan, Apilu Munkal. Rabbi Yochanan said that the din of Kol Bechor is even if the ownership of the goys would have been gerig, a small mum, had it been removed, that's considered to be a shifus. So pretend that that thing wouldn't be there. Would the animal be pagum in a way that was noticeable? Then that's chashiv enough, since a mum is chashiv enough, that's chashiv enough also to remove the kedushas before from it because of the tarobis of the chulin, of the gut. Tiny mum? Tiny thing?
Enough to pass it.
Enough to pass it.
Assuming that
the
is like, I'll take that leg, or
usually
it was usually done in general.
Yeah, then for sure. We're saying, even if it was a specific one.
I said, I want 10% of your animal.
Then for sure it's a shirt. Yeah, but the shaila is, suppose it's something that he could remove. That was the kasha. Tell him to take off his ears. He wanted to buy something. The standard guy says, look, yeah, you're buying an animal. I want the steaks. So I'm buying the steaks that you can have. I want the hindquarters. So in other words, it's shayach that he should purchase the animal. That should be his chelek. Furthermore, we also learned to the Beis HaMedrash that haditznan, Rachel sheyalda min eiz, the eiz sheyalda min Rachel, tura min abechora. Now over there, we had a fascinating, the Mishnah says that if you have a mutation in the leda, where the child seems to resemble a different species, even though that species is also chayav in Bechor. So let's say a ewe has a goat, right? Or a goat. You're showing me an example? You serious? Rafa Shiyalda mean a you mean. Say Shiyalda mean Rafa mean. And that's true. That's very cute. I have an actual picture. Mother-child. What is this? Wow. How do you get it? Mother child, mother child. Okay. So over here it says it's Potter and Abachara. In Yeshko Mikta Simonim Chayav. But if it looks like you can recognize it, then it would be Chayav and Bechara. So what Rabbi Yochanan said was, it's a mum kavua. The very fact that it resembles, you're saying it's chayav b'chayra. Fine, it's chayav b'chayra. But it's a mum kavua that you can check it and so on. You don't have to wait for a mum. That is a mum. Lishtot alav. Okay. So those two things we were mechadish today in the Beis HaMedrash. Now, I understand the first thing, Bishlema Mum Kal. I mean, yes, that I need Rav Yochanan to tell me. Kamashma to Rav Huna, Lafuk and Rav Christopher Rabba. He wanted you to know that the Shukmas of an Akum is even on a very limited thing, even on something that would make it a Mum Kal. So fine, that's a big Kiddush, because otherwise I might think it needs to be a Dover Shar Sotar Nevela, or maybe Dover Shar Sotar Trefa. I'm going to just change the banner. Because it didn't, it destroys the formatting, but the stupid thing as a historian, that if it loses, apparently what it does is when it writes a new file, it keeps all, it's like it's rewriting its FAT. So it now holds it in memory to rewrite it. And if I can't rewrite it because it ran out of batteries, forget all of it.
You can't take the
batteries. No, but if I stop it, then it writes. Yeah, I stopped it. Of course. Anyway, they didn't realize it was going to be used for shiurim. That was the problem. So, if it was made with Chachila to be a Kli of Yisrael, then they would have known. I understand why we gave it to Yerushalayim.
What happens to the Shabbos
stuff? Fine, but what was the finish of the second part that he said?
I mean, any idiot knows that if you've got something in an animal that looks like a different animal, it's a for sure, I mean, it's a Parish Mishnah, that that's going to be a Mumkavua, because I don't understand Mumkavua, my Kamashma, the Kimadishtan, they have it in Muma. What? He's teaching me a big fish that an animal that looks like a different animal is considered to be a Mum. To me, the Parish Mishnah. Give don't make yourself chazir. If it has a mouth, it looks like the mouth of a chazir. I raise him up. Maybe your taina, but he tamer hasam nishtaneh b'davar she'im b'mino kadosh b'bechora. Whereas hocha nishtaneh b'davar she'b'mino kadosh b'bechora. Maybe you say, okay, that's tremendous. She right to look like a chazir. A chazir doesn't have kedushas b'chor. Mashenkin and Aze to look like a Seth, and a Seth to look like an Aze, they're both Kaddish with Bechara anyway. I mean, maybe that indeed, if not for Ravuna, I would have said, is not considered to be a Mum? No. Because on Nabi Tanina, the Mishnah says, Beferish, Eino Achat Gdola Vachat Ktana. It says in the Mishnah, one large eye and one small eye, and it explains Gdola, let's say Gdola Kishala, it would be Gdola Kishal Egel, and Ktana would be Ktana Kishal Avaz. Now, okay, Ktana Kishal Avaz, I understand. The goose doesn't have Bechoras. Gdola Kishal Egel? You tell me, if it has one eye, that is large. As large as an Egel's eye. Egel is Kaddish Bechora, Yeshman Kaddish Bechora. So what's the reason that it's not Kaddish Bechora? I mean, that it's not, that it is a Mum? Mishum Darmina, given the Yishtane, having the Mum? So Ella, the point is that since it's strange, it's got a big eye, so Mamela, it's a Mum. Okay? So what I need Ravuna to tell me that if something is for its species strange, you know, it looks perfectly okay on Ego, it looks strange on a goat. So apparently it's a Shinui. Rav Yochanan is saying nothing. No, says the Gemara. The reason that Eino, Achas, Gedela, Kishal Ego is not because it looks like an Ego. It's because it's a Saruah. The Psul of Saruah in the Mumin is on any Aver in that are supposed to be matched where they don't match. That's the point. Let's say you have one large leg and one small leg. One large foot, one small foot. One longer hand, one shorter hand. That, if it's noticeable, is considered to be a Mum. So over here, that's what it's saying. One large eye, one small eye. Not because there was a shinoi in the eye, but because the eyes don't match. And that's the pshat. How can I mean a stabra, by the way? That's not a dechia. It's reasonable that that's the pshat. It's not. Mumin elu, bein kvuin, bein ovrin, poslin. Yeter aleim adam. Now it says, it prefers in the Mishnah, that a human were more sensitive to Mumin. The Mumin of a behema, yes, they apply. But an adam is also adds a nav shtehen gedolot. Shtehen kitanot. If both eyes are large, or both eyes are small, okay? Now, why is that? Because by Adam, that's because it says, ish mizera aharon. It's got ish mizera aharon. Typical. Because we make what is considered to be the standard deviation of what is normal for people to look like, and then they have to match that. If their eyes are so large they don't fall on that graph, so then that's considered to be a Mum, even though internally it matches. So therefore, it's dafka by other mashenkin behema. What would be the din if both eyes were large? It's ishtani. If both eyes were kishal egel. If you're telling me the pagam is mishum ishtani, it would definitely be puzzle. If only one eye is kegel, elamai, it's puzzle because dafka it's only one eye kishal egel. In other words, the problem over here is the eyes don't match. Not that the eye is too big. Therefore, everyone has to tell you there's a different psul. There's also a psul of dimyon to another min, even though that min is chayav b'bechira, that itself would be a pagam. So, achas gedol v'achas ktana, my time, if it's mishum shinoi, then l'chira afilu shtehem delot, shtehem ktanot nami, elala mishum da'avi le'saruah. L'chira, it's clear that it's because of saruah, and I need now Rabbi Yochanan to tell me that there's also a separate pagam of shinoi. So, well, not necessarily. Maybe Liyala Meimalacha Mishum Shinui.
Maybe it's only because of Shinui Havimuma. That if that's the case, why if both of them are big isn't it possible? Why if both of them are small isn't it possible? Because of the Timakos Briusi you say Rosa Tarvoy Tarvayu Boilamibra. Imakus Kikishusi you say Rosa Tarvoy Boy Mikra. Because if we say that the point is, if this was part of its normal growth, why didn't it affect them equally? And therefore, the reason that it's possible is indeed because something is wrong, not because something is right. And the male it may well be because of Shinui. So what Rabbi Yochanan is saying is indeed to tell us there is a psul of Shinui. But don't reach the conclusion that the reason that Achas, the Gedol of Achas Ketan is possible is dafka because of Sarua. It may well be a psul of Shinui. In other words, there may be an apamina between Sarua in terms of how mismatched they are and Shinui. So it's possible that Rabbi Yochanan's shot in Shinui would have affected Eino Achas too. Except that I wouldn't have known from the Mishnah. From the Mishnah, I could have learned that it's a din in Shinui, in Sarua, not in Shinui. Maybe once Rabbi Yochanan calls for Shinui, I can't prove that the reason in the Mishnah is because of Sarua. Maybe Enochinami is because of Shinui. Okay, but obviously, if this is what the Gemara is saying, that means there's an Achamina between the application of Sarua and the application of Shinui in this case.
Shinui is an unusual for the species.
Yes. Okay. Continues the Gemara. Ahu Ayigi Ruta, here's an interesting thing. There was a woman who was Midgayeret. And she was still close with her family. Her family were goyim. And her brothers would give her their animals to fatten up. And then she was to keep some of the profits. So she went to ask Shaila whether there's a kedusha before, because she's Jewish. In other words, she was worried that maybe that look is like Rabbi Yehuda. That should be an akum. Is still tied to the Bechor. So her brothers who were Akum wouldn't potter her from the Bechor. Partial ownership. Well, Tablonis, no, it's Tablonis because she has a right to the ownership of the Bechor. So she came to Rava. Amala Rava said, don't worry about it. Lest the Karshle, Lahada Rabbi Yehuda, the ownership was Akum, Chayev is Bechor. There's nobody who is concerned, Allah Kalamaisa, with Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Everybody takes as a given, Shutvis Akum, potters from Bechor. Rav Mori Baruch al Habile Ayyusa, Avi Makdan Udnayu Lovikakobi. Rav Mori Baruch al had a lot of flocks of animals. And to avoid Bechor problems, he would sell the ear of the Bechorites, or the mothers, to the Ovikakobi. But to be machmer, he would say, you're not allowed to be gezeis these bechiras that are born. Asava begiz of avayda. We'll discuss exactly what the kinyan was over in a moment. And then he would still give the bechiras to the kohanim. All the chumra. So he took off the kedusha of the bechor, but he didn't save himself any money, and he didn't do giz of avayda. He lost all of his money. All of his animals ended up dying. I said, what did he do wrong? First of all, why was he doing this? If he was going to be machmer anyway, to give the animals away, so then am I machmer? Why did he want to give it away to the akum that it should be not kodesh but kedushas b'chor? No, he was afraid. Maybe someone will end up doing a giza, or they're not realizing or not putting a moon, but there's a lot of yisurim that you can come to accidentally. He didn't want anybody to be nifshal in his animal that would be a bechor. Understand? So the guy is doing everything right. You can't win. I mean, so then why did all his animals die? Yaki my taima kolachi yisur amore mishum demafkel umikirushosai. Because he made them not kodesh. They could have been kodesh. He took away their kedushas. I, the Omer of Yuda, didn't review to say Mutum Yodam Laatum Mumbi Bakar Kodam Shiyetzi Lavir Oila? Isn't it? I mean, if a person knows how to make a mum in the Bakar while it's still in, at a fetus in utero, then that's what you're supposed to do anyway. That, as a matter of fact, that turns out to be Bizman Hazeh, the best Eitza, which we'll discuss in a moment. Why we do the Maisa of Mori Barocho. We create a shifus with an Akum deposit from the Chor, which Chor is bad. But anyway, over here it says that you can do such a thing as long as it's before it became Kodesh. Why don't we say, you're going for the animal not to be Kodesh, produced Bechor? And I thought that's why his animal's dying. Well, but I mean, over here, you're not even going to be giving it to the Kohen except als the Chumra. But you take it away from the Kedushas Bechor to give to a Kohen. Mashente, in utero, you were only taking off the Kedushas Mizbeach because of a Bechor Balmon is still Kodesh Bechorah when it's born. Made Tayyib Laran, and therefore it's given to the Kohen. Or, maybe it's a whole other issue. If I say, Rav Mori Barachel, Yoda Lak Nuya Kinyan Gomer, Rav Mori Barachel knew how to handle it. Now, there's a number of different ways of approaching this. One of the idea, which Tyson suggests, is that what he was really selling was the right to the Uber's ears when the animal would have an Uber. In which case, he's Dover Shalom Bali Island. How was he able to do such a thing? He was matna the rights to the mother for the Uber of the Kenyan and Uber. Now that is a technical thing that not many people understand how to do that. So they saw Rabbi Baruch, and they figured, anyway, you make an agreement with the guy, he should get, and there's no real piece of such an agreement, has no legal standing at all, it would be Kodesh B'Kedushin Bechor, and people would think, so there's nothing to it. So Mimela, because it would be Machshel, other people, he knew like Nia Kinyan Gomer, but Chazilei Nishakrini, other people would see him doing this, and they'd say, what a good idea. But also the Avad, the sovereign Mari Milsa was the Avad, they would think, he just did something or other, made an agreement. Therefore, there would be Nichshas. And so, because of that, his animal died so that people shouldn't make that mistake. Now, the Maisa, this is part of the Mechiras Chonot issues. Because the Pashas of the Sugya, the way most Rishonim learns, is that he knew how to make sure that your Maisa Rashi learns. You shouldn't think that a goy is trained in the way Jews train. I can't do a Kenyan sooner, and so on and so forth. Would have to be Moses, and it would have to be in his place. And it's a whole complicated thing. See, he knew how to do this, but a stomach guy wouldn't know how to do it. So when come the day Takola, you see this by Mechiras Chometz all the time. People figure you tell a goy, this will be yours. They don't know what has to be done in order. They have to be mocked and mocked, and they have to actually take money in it. And that the people that try to do it on their own very often end up not doing it correctly. So the male, in order to avoid that, they ask him. Now, the Shaila is, what do we do with Bizman Hazeh?
Why would he punish
them? Because to show people that you shouldn't do it. So then the Shaila is, again, but we do this. This is common. First of all, this is where we say it's common. Obviously, it's being done in Kutzlaritz. That's where Mori Baruch was. Stop. That itself is in Machlokes, whether Bechor B'Kutzlaritz is D'oraisa. It has nothing to do with the bias. It's given the Kohanim anyway. I aim a Din Bechor B'Kutzlaritz. It's Agave, the Mizbeah. Okay. But the Rambam says Bechor B'Kutzlaritz is the Rabbana. But in any event, to be Mavkia, the Kedushin Bechor, it is standard behavior, even Bizman Hazeh. As a matter of fact, it's a very interesting Shuvas of Ramesha. About Jewish farmers, how to be mafkiyim the day before the shifus in Yaakov, and he had problems with large farms. We're talking about thousands of cattle. I mean, to each time make a whole new kinyan and to bring it to the din and give him a place was a terrible problem. The horse all the time. And he had a very interesting way of doing things, to take a large sum of money initially, rent out a particular place at a farm to the goy in exchange for that money, plus rights to the animals in the equilibrium, and then when the animal would go to that makom, then it would be kunui in the place of the makom as well. And, okay, fine, but in any event, it's interesting that this person began to look at the mice of this man as that. So Tosis questions, so why do we do it? The whole point is a murderer wasn't supposed to do it. So, because Tosis, because Lamaisa, the Gemara held, you should be same if I'm reviewing it, to go and to be Masa Bomum and not take off the pieces before Lagabi the Kohen. So why do we do this? Because, the Gemara says later, Epshel is a reviewer. But because nowadays, our farmers are not skilled enough. Because in those days, they were doctors. They knew how to do in utero operations that wouldn't be damaging in a way. You don't want to kill the buffalo. You only want to make a little moon. So they knew how to make a little scratch without damaging the uber. That would be a moon. Nowadays, we don't know how to do that. So now it's no longer actually. But it would have been, I mean, we're going to take it to a hospital. That of course is not what you have to do. So it's considered to be not actually the review. If it's not actually the review, then the only eights that you have is to go like with Mari Barocho. And so we'd be covea to be do it properly and not to be nifsha. But it's very interesting that such a, you know, you think it's like far off. And it's really very nice. But I found it also so interesting, the Gabi Tosfos, in the way that the expertise in husbandry is so different. You read us Haderes in terms of understanding the physiology of the animal. And it's very fascinating. I remember when I was a kid, the German Jews still had farms. Very, very popular. As a matter of fact, that's how I met Mayor Philippus. His father had a large farm. He was one of the, there were dozens of farms in the Vineland area. So we know each other for over 50 years. I just got to his farm. And spent summers there. In any event, it was amazing. And Baltimore also had farms, and the Guttons had very large farms. And I remember Mamish like almost fainting and watching Mr. Gutman. These German Jews were, you know, big, real serious farmers. And he would never call a vet. He would do everything himself. You know, I remember as a kid watching him Mamish down to his armpit, with his arm up the rear end of a cow, delivering, trying to sort out a leg. I couldn't believe such a big problem. He wasn't a doctor. He wasn't going to call it a doctor. He knew exactly what needed to be done. A mamish machine. It's just like a down-to-earth expertise, which gradually becomes loose.
You also heard that the right version of Doris Dorothy's words.
Who knows? I mamish, I didn't ask him.
He also had a record as mice.
Oh, you knew him, Mr. Gutman? Yeah, he's an amazing man. He was the ultimate dear. Want to talk about Deutsche and Yekke to the bitter end of the free last thing? No, but the time I'm saying,
he
took a mitzvah.
I have a book called Meister.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
What a loss to that whole community. That was a different concept of being a big person.
Today we sell, what do we do? We sell the euros.
Yeah, we pay for the animals.
It's really
we don't really cut off.